Joe Biden keeps mask mandates for Americans traveling. Ends coronavirus restrictions for border crossers. By John Binder on April 13, 2022. President Joe Biden's administration is extending the federal mask mandate for Americans traveling on commercial buses and flights while carrying out plans to end Chinese coronavirus restrictions for border crossers and illegal aliens. On Wednesday, Biden's Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced that the federal transportation mask mandate, which has been in place since 2020, will remain in effect for at least two more weeks. CDC continues to monitor the spread of the Omicron variant, especially the BA.2 subvariant that now makes up more than 85% of United States cases, the agency wrote in a statement. Since early April, there have been increases in the 7-day moving average of cases in the U.S. The CDC mask order remains in effect while CDC assesses the potential impact of the rise of cases on severe disease, including hospitalizations and deaths, and healthcare system capacity. TSA will extend the security directive and emergency amendment for 15 days, through May 3, 2022. Emphasis added. At the same time, Biden's CDC is officially ending the Title 42 Public Health Authority on May 23. The authority, first imposed by former President Donald Trump, allows federal immigration officials to quickly return illegal aliens to their native countries to protect Americans from illnesses, diseases, and viruses like coronavirus. By doing so, the Biden administration is planning to open its expansive catch-and-release network to hundreds of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens who are expected to arrive every month at the U.S.-Mexico border, seeking release into American communities. The Biden administration and Democrats on Capitol Hill don't act like they think COVID-19 is finished. R.J. Hauman with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, told Breitbart News. They talk about the need for more funding. Toddlers and travelers must continue wearing masks. And they say we should be sending health assistance around the world, Hauman continued. The fact is this, the only place on the planet where Biden and Democrats say COVID-19 is over is on our southern border. Biden officials admit that they expect up to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens, the equivalent of Atlanta, Georgia's population, to arrive at the border every month. Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, recently told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that he expects 30,000 border crossers and illegal aliens every day at the border. Such an influx would amount to the largest illegal immigration wave in American history. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.